Free offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Fed board lowering interest rates by a quarter point today. It's the first rate cut this year. Chair Jerome Powell says the balance of risk for the economy has shifted.
While the unemployment rate remains low, it has edged up. Job gains have slowed and downside risks to employment have risen. At the same time, inflation has risen recently and remains somewhat elevated.
The rate cuts should help ease borrowing costs for both businesses and Americans. President Trump and the First Lady are in the UK for a state visit hosted by the British royal family. They'll attend a state dinner at Windsor Castle tonight. Israeli forces continuing its military push into Gaza City, leading to mass evacuations, displacing an estimated 400,000 Palestinians. The U.S. is backing the military operation. Other countries have denounced it. In Utah, suspect Tyler Robinson facing seven charges in the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk. Authorities say Robinson remains held without bond and in isolation. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway into a hanging death of a college student. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigations, in a statement to ABC News, says it's only assisting in this investigation of the Delta State University student and not involved in the investigation of a man found in Vicksburg the same day. Here's ABC's Ike Ajachi.
They're saying through a preliminary examination that there are no injuries to 21-year-old Trey Ree's body that are consistent to a physical attack. So they said that there are no lacerations, no bruises, no broken bones, anything that would look like there was a physical attack to his body. Now, the coroner's office is saying that they are investigating this as a suicide, and they're also saying that the full autopsy is currently being done by the Mississippi State Crime Lab.
Tropical storm Gabrielle has formed in the Atlantic. It's expected to remain over open waters. So far, no coastal advisories in the U.S. posted. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Republican state lawmakers are once again introducing community solar energy legislation to allow for smaller community-owned solar farms Representative Scott Krug.
The coalition on this bill has been growing magnificently because of the frustrations we hear in our communities, though. So it should be, I think, bipartisan this session, actually.
Previous versions of the legislation were opposed by utilities and labor unions and failed to advance. While utilities can currently develop community solar projects, it's been a low priority for them. A middle school teacher in Janesville is charged with sharing an explicit photo of his wife and also allegedly sought to exploit children.
A criminal complaint against 33-year-old Adam Teal says he was talking with an undercover federal agent online about having seen child pornography and a desire to molest young relatives. The criminal complaint says Teal told the agent he was a teacher and sent the agent a photo of one of his students. He also sent a photo of his wife showering. In a message to families at Franklin Middle School, the school district of Janesville confirmed Teal was a sixth grade teacher at the school and said Teal is on administrative leave. So far, Teal faces a single charge of capturing an intimate representation without consent in Rock County Court. Andrea Morrow, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cleanup has been completed at multiple Wisconsin locations where electronic waste was illegally dumped. Those sites were connected to a criminal case against former state senator Kevin Schabelsky. Schabelsky was convicted of fraud for taking payments to process e-waste, but his company, 5-Hour Processors, and related firms simply dumped the waste at sites in Ladysmith, West Bend, Glenflora, and Catawba. In all, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources spent $4.5 million to remove millions of pounds of old TVs, computer monitors, and other assorted waste. Schabelsky was sentenced to 33 months in federal prison in 2022. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the mid-80s. Chance of showers and storms returning by early evening. They do look to keep us damp through the night, leaving us tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, highs cooler, flirting with 80, more showers and storms by the afternoon. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, 82 degrees.
Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And thanks for joining us for AOA, Agriculture of America. Good to have you along for the conversation. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Our program brought to you by Cenex. Cenex Stores Greases have an enhanced additive package that provides better protection, allowing your equipment to stay in the field and on the go this harvest season. Avoid downtime with Cenex. Go to your nearest Cenex store or visit Cenex.com for more. Coming up on the show today, we're going to discuss late season scouting to help inform crop nutrition decisions for next year. Roland Leatherwood, crop nutrition lead for the Mosaic Company, is going to join us in segment two. Then after the bottom of the hour, we're going to have an important conversation about prioritizing farmers' mental health during this stressful time across farm country and agriculture. And of course, with a busy harvest season on tap, Nebraska farmer Brian Herbeck will join us for that conversation coming up in just a little bit. Helping us get things started here today on AOA, Stock Markets. Tommy Grisafi, Nesvik Trading and Ag Bull Mania is with us. Tommy, how are you, buddy? Good to talk to you again.
I'm doing well, Jess. There's a lot to talk about. Normally, I like to goof around and laugh or joke. We can joke a little. I will say that when that intro started, I started dancing. Like, that's some pretty good music to kick it off at 9 o'clock. But question I have for you, even though you're supposed to be asking me the question, how do you put out as much content as you do? You do this show, you do Market Talk, you do other shows. I mean, you're cranking out, but you have by far the best guest. I mean, you every day you're stacking them up one by one by one. So I'm absolutely honored that you had me on here to kick it off.
Well, I appreciate that. Lots of black coffee. That's how it's done. That's what I always say. Give me that leaded coffee and let's get after it. That's how the job gets done. Well, and you're part of that lineup. We appreciate you being on, Tommy. And you mentioned it A lot to talk about. I mean, the grains and oil seeds kind of quiet here to start this week. We were down Monday, up turnaround Tuesday. You know, I just feel like at least in that respect, we're kind of maybe starting to mark some time until these combines really start to roll and give us some concrete yield numbers, Tommy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the price action, I got to tell you, y'all may not think it's a big deal, but when I wake up old man style to go to the bathroom at 3 or 4 in the morning and see beans down 7, and then I get up, go work out, and beans are up 1, that's really great price action. You have to understand, China's not around buying anything. Zero, nada, and beans are still gently rising. And I'll tell you, some of those poor basis bids out west have gotten like, they're under control. So this two, I mean, there's still some horrible basis bids. Don't get that wrong. But things are, other countries are coming in and realizing these beans out of the PNW are absolutely on sale. China's not the only game in town. They're the biggest game in town, but others will make up for it. And I'll tell you, it's not that I'm bullish, but I could see a scenario where China buys all the beans from South America and we have a little smaller crop and then South America has a weather problem. We could, this is a big could or a little could, we could become explosive in later months. That's the bull side. Now, the bear side is what I was describing is that, listen, OND, October, November, December, they're not around. We just don't line up freight. You guys, you spend a lot of time in North Dakota. You just don't line up freight on September 17th and get farmers to bring it to Alton Grain Terminal over there on 29 and then ship it out to the PNW. So the logistics are very questionable. But from a price action standpoint, I had people who put in orders last night to buy corn lower, beans lower, wheat lower. They only got filled on half of it. Now I got to call them back and say, hey, we're up a penny. We're up. Okay. And so the markets, believe it or not, acting well. If you and I were like in the movie Trading Places and we went to the orange juice lot and we would have got that crop report on Friday, we would have got smoked because with that bigger acreage number, we understand the yield came down a little bit. But to me, those numbers were first look bearish. As you dive into them a little bit, you could say they're neutral. If you put the spin that yields are coming way down because of the people who put fungicide on versus the people who didn't, there's definitely going to be some have or have nots. And I'll tell you, I was on a conference call this morning at Nesvik, and you know our friend Dan Bossi from Ag Resource. He was super, super, super bearish, and he said just talking to clients, he's got to tone that way down because the yields are all over the map. And when someone says the yields are all over the map, that's not record yields. That means there's variability, and variability to means volatility, my friend. Volatility to come in corn, wheat, and beans. We just have to get harvest started, and once we get halfway through harvest, you'll see those basis improve, especially in corn.
We got a couple minutes here, Tommy. We're talking ahead of the expected rate cut from the Federal Reserve. What could a rate cut mean for the broader economy? What are you thinking?
Well, I know what it's going to mean for Stupo me, someone who put their house on a loan that's variable. My interest rate on my flex line on my home, like my little emergency account, is going to go down 25, maybe 50. And I noticed on my app, it shows me how much money I pay per day in interest on my home. So on my home, I pay $76 a day in interest. To me, it's going to go down to 65 or 60. And so as we keep getting these rate cuts, you say, oh, what's $12 a day? Well, if you smoke, it's a pack of cigarettes, but don't do that, kids. You know, it's money. It's real money in people's pockets. Now, if your grandma and you like putting that 100 grand in that CD at the bank and looking at it and getting 4%, well, she's only going to get 3.5% pretty soon. So the probably a 100% chance, maybe never 100, they're probably going to go a quarter, possibly 50, but watch out for the comments. So the rate decision will come out, the market will jerk around, and then watch Jay Powell talk because, you know, he could be a little loose-lipped. He's like Jesse Allen knowing he's only got 2 more weeks at this station. He's going to say whatever he says and go full-blown Howard Stern on XM, you know. And I think Jay Powell could get a little loose-lipped and watch how this comes in. So it's going to be fun. This is what makes America great. America is truly the best country in the world. So with that, do we have a little time to talk cattle before we go?
I was going to say, we got about 90 seconds. Cattle under some pressure here at midweek. What are you tracking there?
Well, you know, we were every morning, not to brag up Nesvik, but they got some old school guys who talk markets. And so we have a cattle conference call. And I've been hearing more chatter of, okay, cash is just down a little bit. But down a little bit is the exact opposite of exploding higher, right? Used to be cash is $20 higher in the board. Cash is this. It's calmed down. So we opened up a little gap lower open, started to stabilize, and then they hit the exit gates. I'm exhausted. I mean, yesterday or the day before when cattle, well, not yesterday, the day before, when feeder cattle went up $8, I sold them up $6 thinking I was a hero. And here, it's the end of the day and they're up $8.30. What do I do? You know, do I take them home? Do I this? And that's someone who's speculating, but incredible volatility in the cattle market. I do think the overall landscape of the introduction of LRP has changed how futures and options trade. I think if you're wise, there's some really crafty things you can do. But one of these days, we're going to pull back a little bit in this market, and it's going to, I have a whole group of people who keep telling me I'm going to be a hedger once this thing calms down, and that's scary as heck. So anyway, yeah. My friend, buckle up, Buttercup, extended volatility in cattle.
Well, I know folks can reach you, agbull.com for more. Tommy Grisafi, Nesvik Trading, Ag Bull Media. Good to talk with you again, my friend. Thanks for joining us on the show. Appreciate it.
I'll be listening to you, my friend.
AOA Today brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. Learn more at Cenex.com. Up next, we'll talk crop nutrition with Roland Leatherwood from the Mosaic Company right here on AOA.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Every mile your fleet travels is money on the line. Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Diesel Fuel improves fuel economy, protects engines, and reduces downtime. Cenex Premium Lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, keeping trucks and equipment in peak condition mile after mile. Power you trust, results you see. That's how you stay miles ahead with Cenex. Learn more at Cenex.com. On the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, we discuss the important relationship between corn and poultry with Connie Fisher from the Kansas Corn Growers Association and Shelby Watson with the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council.
The poultry industry is such a big user of corn. You know, sometimes as a cattle producer in Kansas, I get a lot of questions about why is NCGA and Kansas Corn partnering with USAPEC? But, you know, the industry itself uses about 2.2 billion bushels of corn a year. And so it's just natural that NCGA and USAPEC and states like Kansas and Kansas Corn are partners with them.
Considering we represent several of our feathered friends, the poultry industry as a whole, we definitely have a very, very important relationship, and I think a lot of strategy is needed in order for us to align, and we are just grateful for the buy-in from corn growers. You know, everybody wins here.
Learn more from the National Corn Growers Association at ncga.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back as we continue here today on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Investing in quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel can help improve efficiency and maximize your operations ROI. Protect your equipment and achieve better performance with Cenex. Go to Cenex.com or visit your nearest store location for more. Well, as we are just really starting to get into harvest season, we're going to ramp things up here over the next several weeks. That's going to be top of mind for producers, but it's not too early for farmers to be thinking about next year's crop, and it's an important time for farmers to collect data now to help inform some decisions for the 2026 growing season, especially when it comes to looking at nutrient deficiencies and other problems in your fields. Joining us now for a conversation about that, crop nutrition lead for the Mosaic Company, Roland Leatherwood, is with us. And Roland, it's great to talk with you again. How are you?
It's good to be with you, Jesse, and good to be back here again. Doing well.
Well, we appreciate the time. This is an interesting topic to think about. I know a lot of producers, of course, they are in the throes of harvest mindset. They're ready to get this year's crop off the field and more, but thinking about setting themselves up for success in 2026, they got to do some thinking and some scouting when it comes to nutrients and potential nutrient deficiencies in their fields, don't they, Roland?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. So one of the things you want to do when you're scouting later in the season is look for those nutrient deficiencies, particularly in crops like corn. You'll often see that as yellowing or browning on the lower leaves. For nitrogen, you'll get that V-shaped pattern from the tip down to the midrib forming up. And for potassium, it will be yellowing or browning around the edges. And those come from the outer towards the inner leaves. And these symptoms occur because those mobile nutrients like nitrogen and potassium are translocated from the older leaves into that grain that's filling. So it's something you will notice later in the season. But one thing you also want to do is look for soybean in particular, is look at those late flowering points on soybean and see how well the pods, those last pods, are filling out and developing. That can be a good indicator of, has your nutrition program provided late season nutrients such as phosphorus, sulfur, or even boron? Those are very critical for filling those last few pods on the stalk and can help boost your yields.
Well, and to those points and a few of those tips to look for, it's important to really get out and do this scouting as you build that full nutrient plan for 2026. I think especially as a lot of producers are looking at what inputs they're going to use and their ROI and the cost of production and more, there's a lot of tough decisions that producers, I think, need to make. And that's where getting out there and having as robust of a plan as you can heading into 2026, it's so crucial, isn't it, Roland?
Oh, absolutely. But one of the things that you're doing with this late scouting, it's something like you're grading yourself. So what you want to do is use those late season looks through the field is to assess how well did your nutrition, pesticide, and crop management plans work for this past season. If you notice, say, a particular weed is not well controlled or there's another problem going, you can adjust your 2026 plan to address those problems. And similarly, if you notice your crop didn't handle a particular weather condition very well this season or too hot, too dry, you can adjust for that too and plan for that in coming seasons by adjusting your nutrition program by including more sulfur or potassium, for example.
Well, and I think about this too, as you get through harvest and maybe even some soil sampling as well could factor into this late season, because Right. You mentioned, you know, sulfur, for instance, and I've heard some stories, you know, sometimes you could have one part of a field that maybe you have too much of one nutrient and you go to the other quarter of the field and it's a totally different story. You have way less of that nutrient or just enough. So you could even see differences within single fields on your operation, can't you, Roland?
Absolutely. So one of the reasons growers will or farmers will go out and do this scouting is to figure out when to harvest which field, which section of which field, that sort of thing. But you make a great point there. Another valuable tool is to see, hey, in this particular quarter of a section, looks like we have a bit of a boron problem. We had tight tassel wrap there, and we didn't see that in other parts of the field. So these are indicators that you can use to adjust your 2026 fertility program.
Well, and I wonder about this, too. I know, of course, with the Mosaic Company, you guys have a lot of great products available to help with crop nutrition and resources and more. And so maybe you could talk about that a little bit as growers start thinking about their 2026 plans. Maybe if they're deficient in something in their field or whatever the case may be, you guys have some different things that can help on the crop nutrition side. Right, Roland?
Sure. Sure we do. I mean, fertilizer price is the top of everybody's minds right now. And what we want to help growers, farmers do is get the best out of the dollars they spend. We call it return on fertilizer investment. That means making sure that every pound of nutrient that goes onto a field is utilized to its best potential for yield. For example, you might be thinking, a lot of growers may be thinking of cutting back on phosphorus, but something to keep in mind, doing so impacts nutrient use efficiency, particularly around nitrogen, that works very closely with sulfur. So works very closely with phosphorus. So that early season growth may not be as robust. And the same goes for how phosphorus works with sulfur. If there's not the right ratio there, when grain filling starts, you will not see as much yield. And lastly, any nutrients that are cut back, you're eventually going to have to make those up. Future soil tests will show that you've got a deficit, and if you're targeting a particular yield, you're going to have to make up that difference at some point. So if you're not cutting back, one of the things you can do is by pairing your nutrient program with biologicals such as a Biopath or a Powercoat, you can boost the availability of these nutrients, particularly phosphorus, and that will help your crop get more out of the phosphorus you apply. And that's return on fertilizer investment we're talking about. So these products don't really replace nutrients, but they make the fertilizers you do apply more available to the crop and boost your overall nutrient use efficiency.
Well, I love to a stat that you guys have on the homepage at cropnutrition.com, up to 60% of yield is dependent on crop nutrition. And I think that's important for producers to keep that in perspective, especially as we work through a growing season. You know, in some areas that that rain spigot has shut off here in the last several weeks. So having as healthy of a crop as you can is really, really crucial, and it's going to be important to what that final yield is each season. Right, Roland?
Quite true. You know, these late stages when grain filling is finishing up, if you've got the healthiest possible crop going in to those final weeks, you stand a much better chance of finishing the crop very strong if it's very healthy going in.
Anything final you would mention about late season scouting for nutrient deficiencies and more, or anything else you'd mention or reiterate from the Mosaic Company here today, Roland?
Well, I would go back to what we opened with. It's really, it's grading yourself, and no matter how well you've done, it's a lot like bringing home that improved report card as a kid, and your folks will turn and say, hey, well, there's still a B here. Doesn't matter if you did really well. You've got to look and see how can you do it better next season. And this is that opportunity to go out and see what did I do that worked and what did I do that didn't work. And now you have a chance to look at that, make an honest assessment, and plan for the next season to do it even better.
And I know as well, I mentioned the website, cropnutrition.com. If folks have questions, they want to reach out, they want to take a look at various resources that you guys have in Mosaic. I know all of that information. You guys have a lot of stuff there on the Crop Nutrition website, don't you, Roland?
Absolutely. Cropnutrition.com is a great starting resource. There's also an area of the website called Ag College Online, where there's a lot more in-depth, topic-specific information from biologicals to nutrient use efficiency to general crop nutrition. And that's a resource that's open to all growers.
CropNutrition.com for more. With that, Roland Leatherwood, crop nutrition lead for the Mosaic Company. As always, good to have you join us here on the program. Have a great rest of the week, and we will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Jesse. It's been a pleasure.
And once again, you can head to CropNutrition.com for more. Once again, Roland Leatherwood joining us here today on the show. Brought to you by Cenex. Your trusted local experts can help you find the right lubricant product that'll protect your equipment in the field and around the farm and on the go. Safeguard that equipment with premium lubricants from Cenex. Go to your nearest store or visit Cenex.com for more information. Well, coming up next here on the show, it's a tough time right now for many in farm country. We're going to talk about prioritizing your mental health during a busy harvest season. Nebraska farmer Brian Herbeck will join us to talk about that. Coming up next here on AOA.
If you don't have final expense life insurance, this message is for you. LifeCare provides valuable information about whole life insurance to help cover final expenses, medical bills, burial costs, and other final expenses. Enrollment is fast and available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exam, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. Just answer a few questions and we will do the rest. With the average funeral costing $9,420 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses. Your premium will never increase. Your policy will have a cash value and a death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense life insurance with a lifetime lock, call 800-260-7322. That's 800-260-7322. 800-260-7322.
Anticipation of
farmers thinking about doing cover crops. Christina Olson is pleased to announce Cover Crop and Forage Planting Services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and triticale.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 72 to 1737, November up 66 to 1702, December up 55 to 1712, January up 29 at 1703. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets were lower with the triple-digit losses as the markets are continuing to watch the lack of really some fundamental support. No developments have surfaced in this week's Fed cash cattle market. Box beef prices also were lower as well, and getting close to the 40-day moving average has traders nervous. Hog markets mostly lower, with the exception of the nearby month. Deferreds lower due to the lack of fundamentals in the market. The nearby higher due to higher pork cutout values, at least initially, but even the nearbys ended up closing lower on the day. October live cattle down 235 to 231.10. September feeder cattle down 330 to 355.02. October hogs down 5 cents to 97.32. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly lower. Now the weather will allow for good early harvest of corn and even of some beans as well. And also wheat markets lower due to lower MATIF wheat prices. December corn down 2 3/4 to 426 3/4. November beans down 6 to 1043 3/4.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues today, brought to you by Cenex. Bargain tractor hydraulic fluids aren't worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance you can rely on. Visit your nearest store or go to Cenex.com for more. Well, it's time for an important conversation here on the program. A lot of angst in farm country right now. Harvest season, always a very stressful time. We want to discuss why prioritizing your mental health is important. Joining us now, Nebraska farmer Brian Herbeck. Brian, great to have you on to talk about this important issue. Hope all is well.
Well, thanks for having me on. And yes, it's been good.
Well, this is a topic that I think is super important to really dive into and get farmer perspective. You know, as I alluded to, I mean, harvest in general, Brian, every year is stressful, long hours, a lot of things that have to get done, usually in a short amount of time. You compound that with everything else going on in agriculture right now. And I think that prioritizing your mental health right now is super, super important, isn't it? I mean, share your perspective on this a little bit, Brian.
Yeah, of course. You know, we as growers, we as farmers, you know, we deal with a lot throughout just the season, you know, starting the season with maybe a weather phenomenon. You know, we had an extreme drought and I know guys in other parts of the country were wet and, that we lead into, you know, we start seeing commodity prices start to tank and higher interest rates, and it just starts to be a heavy burden for us. And it doesn't take much, you know, to maybe push us over the limit. Maybe it's a major breakdown or maybe an illness in the family or a death or something that can just really, really push a guy over the limit. And those are the things that we really need to be looking at, I believe, is, you know, just being aware of your own mental status, but also looking at your neighbors, friends, spouses, you know, even your children. You know, if you're having a stressful time, it can lead into your children's lives too. And, you know, in this day and age, we have such a disconnect, I believe, that nobody ever wants to talk to anybody anymore. It just seems like, you know, we might send a text message or something like that, but sometimes it's just a, you know, maybe showing up at the yard and you know, saying hi, that phone call, whatever it is. But we really, really need to be aware of that.
That's a great point. And I think about this as well, and it goes for a lot of people, but I know, you know, farmers and ranchers and more, a lot of times they don't want to ask for help when they need it. I think that's another thing as well. I mean, you know, folks from rural America, proud people, and, you know, things could be going wrong and everything could be going haywire, but most everyone else in the public just thinks that everything's okay. And I think, you know, breaking that stigma around saying, hey, it's okay to talk to someone and ask for a little help if you need it, I think that's super important here too, Brian.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, don't be too proud, or it just, you know, reaching out, you know, and being aware of, hey, you know, maybe something's not right here. And the weight that can be lifted off your shoulders, and you may not even talk about the actual problem at hand. 9 times out of 10, for me, it's not. It's just being there and knowing somebody is there that cares. And that's a huge thing. And we need to be aware of that.
Well, and you mentioned it, you know, maybe it's showing up at the yard or just, you know, reaching out with that phone call or, you know, heck, showing up, driving by a field and bringing someone a box of donuts and some coffee in the morning when you see them going, you know, working hard, or if you got a rain day, you know, taking that break, just connecting with your fellow farming community in your area. There's a lot of ways to really help out and just foster those important conversations here, even during a busy time of year, Brian.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've been having some conversations around here. Just, you know, even talking about next year and, you know, it's really hard, to make the numbers work. But we're all trying to get to that point where maybe we can hold on for another year or, but again, just that, that talking, that camaraderie that we can have, really does lift that burden off. And, you know, knowing that you're not the only one going through this struggle, and this tough time, it seems to be more widespread. I mean, I've talked to guys from Florida to Maryland to North Dakota, Montana. It doesn't matter where you're at. You know, we all deal with weather issues or environmental issues, and we all kind of seem to know how to get through that. But when it comes to something like this, where, you know, we're going to have a hard time paying back our debt, you know, our servicing that debt's going to be a big weight on our shoulders this year. And some guys, you know, may not be able to, but we are just going to have to, we got to be there for them. And whoever it is, but, you know, so we just got to keep that open dialogue, and to keep guys from, and gals, I mean, everybody, just from making rash decisions, you know, take a minute, slow down, you know, and another thing that I find that helps me, is try to find that one or two things that, maybe get your mind off the day or get your mind off the stressful part of the season, you know, and, for me, it's going for a ride in the evenings with my kids.
Yeah.
That's a joyful time and they love it. And, you know, it's kind of the reset for the day. And we all need to find that little thing every day and, you know, look forward to it to the next day.
That is an excellent, excellent point. And, you know, you made the comment too about making things work for 26, and that's going to be a very tough conversation. But, you know, I want to maybe spin this back to the positive in that respect. I think, and you could speak to this a bit as well, because I know you've done some different things on your farm when it comes to, you know, new technology and different products and things of that nature, that I think finding ways to bring in new pieces of technology or products or more, trying to navigate this situation, maybe this is a time for farmers to be a little more open to new things on the farm, possibly. I mean, your perspective on that idea, Brian.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a time, you know, nothing against them, but, you know, a salesman's going to come out and try to sell you something.
Yep.
But it may work, it may not. But I want to talk to somebody that's used it, that's put it on their farm, that may be trying it with me, whatever it is. We can never find that information unless we as growers are talking together. You know, find these products, find the technology, whatever it is, because next year we have to be as efficient as we can. And there are things out there that can move the needle efficiently, but we've got to be able to weed out those things that don't pay. And in return, that's going to cause more stress. If we're using something that is not giving us an ROI, we've got to throw that to the wayside. We do not have $6 corn. We can't just be out there throwing money away. And when we can make a strong decision, and that's I deal with a group of growers across the nation. We're involved in the Total Acre program, and I can't tell you how many phone numbers I have in my phone that if I have any issue right now, I can call them.
Yeah.
And somebody's been through the situation or used it, and there's so much value in that. So I really encourage you guys to, you know, reach out and find those peer groups or those groups of growers that are like-minded and that can help each other through these tough times. And we really got to get kind of that competition mentality out of our mind. You know, I really don't, for me, I don't care what my neighbor's doing as far as, you know, I'm not in competition with him.
Yep.
So if he comes knocking on my door and asks me a question, I am an open book. I promise you that. And that's where we all need to get as growers, especially as the ag business gets tougher and tougher. You know, I think that that's why they kind of scattered us. You know, they kind of everybody for themselves. And if we stick together, I think we can have a lot of power and a lot of say in some of these policies too. I mean, when they start looking at guys that, you know, are making these decisions, together, it's gonna make a difference out there, in some of these, you know, policy changes or whatever's going on to help us out.
All right, we're talking with Nebraska farmer Brian Herbeck. And Brian, we're going to continue our conversation coming up after the break. AOA brought to you by Cenex, premium diesel that provides today's high-tech engines with the power and precision it needs to get the job done. Learn more at Cenex.com. We'll be back here on AOA right after this.
Don't you wish your life...
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
When your business runs on wheels, downtime costs money. Cenex Roadmaster XL premium diesel fuel delivers maximum power, cleaner engines, and better fuel efficiency for every mile. Cenex premium lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, protecting engines and transmissions under the toughest loads. From long hauls to local routes, Cenex keeps your fleet on schedule and on the road. Fewer breakdowns, less downtime, greater efficiency. That's the Cenex advantage. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
When news happens in agriculture, or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms, and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
America's Farmers and Ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Extreme dirty conditions aren't new to farmers and ranchers. Combat dirt and downtime with Cenex premium diesel fuel. Visit your nearest store location or go to Cenex.com for more. We are continuing our conversation with Brian Herbeck, Nebraska farmer from Deweese, Nebraska, talking about mental health and prioritizing your mental health here during harvest season and tough times right now for many in farm country. And we were getting into this a little bit before the break, Brian, but talking about just some of the different practices that folks are doing. I know you've done some of these. You've been part of the Mosaic Biosciences Frontier Fields program as well. And you mentioned the Total Acre program earlier. And you also mentioned, you know, just being an open book and farmers working together to look at these new technologies and all these new advancements and products and ways to get the best ROI on your operation, especially with low commodity prices and things like that. And so talk a little bit more about that and some of this adoption of technology and how, you know, a lot of these things can help farmers like yourself continue to feed and fuel our world, because at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. Right, Brian?
Oh, I totally agree. You know, we are becoming more and more efficient every year, every season that we find that one thing to balance our crop out. And, you know, I see a trend right now, too, of, you know, the ag industry that, you know, we are the ones telling the big ags what we need and what we want, and they're listening. And there's a lot of value in that. You know, instead of just going to the co-op and buying what they're telling us to, now we are telling them what we want and what to see. And I hope that trend keeps going, because that's where we need to be at.
Absolutely. Anything final, Brian, you would share or reiterate to folks here today?
You know, just again, back to the mental health, you know, really keep an eye on your neighbor, your friends, again, your spouse. Just I just can't stress that enough. And you know, one of the biggest things, too, is take some time out during harvest. I think I said it in Frontier Field moment last month, but you know, get the kids out there and enjoy a day or 2 days. You know, just slow down, be like it used to be. You know, stop at the end of the field and let the kids play in the dirt, and you know, throw them in a pile of corn, whatever it is. But and look at the expression on their face. It's priceless. And so just, you know, take time out, slow down. Harvest is stressful enough. We don't have to go. We always get it done every year. And what's another day or a half a day to make a memory in a young child's life, you know, that'll stick with them.
Couldn't agree more. And at the end of the day, we're all in this together in agriculture, and that's what it comes down to. Make sure you take care of yourself, your family, and your neighbors as well. Brian Herbeck from Nebraska, thanks for joining us on the show and talking about this with us. We'll wish you and your family and your neighbors a safe and happy harvest season, and we'll look forward to talking again in the future, Brian. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good conversation there. Appreciate the time from Brian Herbeck from Deweese, Nebraska. Talking about mental health and more. And I know National Farm Safety and Health Week is coming up here next week. And so just a good time and important reminders to prioritize yourself and your family here as we work into a very busy harvest season. Do want to hit a couple quick news notes before we close out the show today. It's again a game of chicken. Senate leaders blame each other for a possible October 1st government shutdown, one that Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the Democratic leaders have opposed in the past.
Well, apparently VA offices and nutrition programs and disaster aid for farmers can be sacrificed when Democrats want to make a political point.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer claims Republicans can't pass temporary government funding or a continuing resolution unless they deal on restoring Medicaid and Obamacare cuts.
Now, to pass the CR in the Senate, as everyone knows, requires votes from both sides. If one side refuses to negotiate, they are the ones causing the shutdown.
But Thune expects some Democrats to break with Schumer.
But I would hope there would be Democrat senators who would give us the requisite number of votes to get to 60 in order to keep the government open.
Thune argues Democrats have backed a bare bones or clean CR in the past and should back one this week, lasting into mid-November, to allow more time to finish spending bills. But Schumer's under pressure from many in his party to make a tougher stand against President Trump and Republicans.
The cost of people's health care has gone way up. Rural hospitals are already closing because of this big, beautiful bill. Job reports continue to show warning signs. Trump's tariffs are a mess. And the economy is headed in the wrong direction.
And Thune says that shutting the government down is not the answer, that it would jeopardize billions in pending farm disaster and emergency aid and slow progress on USDA, VA, and other spending bills. Also, ethanol and ag groups are sharing reaction, mostly positive, after the EPA proposed a rule regarding how it would reallocate gallons lost due to small refinery exemptions under the renewable fuel standard. EPA proposing to add a supplemental SRE reallocation volume to the 2026 and 2027 RFS volumes to account for the impact of small refinery exemptions granted on August 22nd of this year. Additionally, EPA is updating its estimate of 2026 and 2027 exempted volumes of gasoline and diesel, which will be included in calculating the RFS percentage obligations for those years. You can find more comments and details on this EPA proposal and comments from the ethanol and ag industry. Just go to agricultureofamerica.com, or you can download the all-new Farm and Ranch Media mobile app, absolutely free to your smartphone today, and you can read more news of agriculture there. We're out of time on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. With harvest season in full swing, you can count on Cenex Stores high-quality lubricants, to keep your operation moving. Power through the season. Cenex has what you need. Go to cenex.com or your nearest store location for more. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we'll talk with Kurt Blades from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, and Matt Bennett with agmarket.net will join us as well. I'm Jesse Allen. You've been listening to Agriculture of America. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope, their hope.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
I think my biggest challenge was getting through to him to understand that love is real, and you have goals in mind, you have things that want to happen, and I want to help you get there.
Sometimes people tend to shy away.
When I asked Scott Lucky if his last name had anything to do with his success in the trucking industry, he laughed and said, "Well, Mike, I guess you could say I've always been lucky." But when I asked him how he and his family grew Lucky Distribution Services into the company it is today, he didn't talk about luck at all. "We work hard," he said. "We keep a close eye on the bottom line, and we treat our people the right way." In other words, Scott Lucky makes his own luck, which is precisely why he switched to Pure Talk Business. "Last month, I paid the big guys $740 for 12 lines," he told me. "This month, I paid Pure Talk $420 for the exact same service." Thousands of businesses all over the country are saving real money by switching to America's most dependable 5G network, and luck has nothing to do with it. Just dial #250 and say micro. That's #250 micro to switch to a wireless company that works as hard as you do. Pure Talk.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.